We now begin the second parak of Maseches Mor Katan. This is 2-1, and the topic of this chapter is the subject of Davar Ha'aved, something which represents potentially an irretrievable loss, which one would occur on Chol HaMoed unless he did some act to save himself from that loss. And since that loss involves protecting himself from that loss would involve tircha, work, perhaps malacha, the question is, may he do it? And the answer is, yes, he may. For the sake of preventing a loss, one may do malacha, even if need be, that involves a good amount of tircha, although he should try to minimize that effort and labor as much as possible. But he may do it even as a ma'aseh omen, if need be, to prevent himself from loss. So the mission here says and gives examples. The first is the case of Misha Hafach es Zesav, someone who has turned over his olives. The case here is that in order to prepare olives for pressing, to get out the olive oil, one lets them sit for a while to soften, and then he puts them all mushed up together in a ma'aten, like an olive container, and then they further degrade a bit, make them softer and easier to squeeze. And then finally, the last step will be that he is mahapech, he turns them over like with a stick, further soften them, make them kind of mushy and ready now to be squeezed, get out as much olive oil as possible. The problem is, once you've been mahapech them, once you turn them over to that stick in that container, if you leave them and don't press them, they'll all spoil and go bad. And therefore, the case is that a person prepared his olives for squeezing. He went to that last step of being mahapech them. And after being hofech them, something happens to him, as the Mishnah will say, which makes it that he cannot continue his work until Chol HaMoed. The question is, may he do the work now of pressing the olives on Chol HaMoed, given that that involves malacha? But if he doesn't do it, he'll lose the olives which he worked so hard on. So the Mishnah says, Misha hafach hazeisav, someone who already did that, turning over his olives in that container, ve'ero evil, and then he became a mourner, meaning that one of his seven relatives died, for which he is required to mourn. During that seven-day period of avelos, the mourning, one may not do malacha. And therefore, he was planning on pressing his olives before Sukkos came in, let's say, but, you know, before he got a chance to do so, he became an avel. When the avelos ends, it'll be mid-Sukkos. Can he now press his olives, or must he endure the loss? Similarly, ones, some other unforeseeable circumstance beyond his control, he broke his hand, he got the flu, whatever the story is, so he cannot continue before Yom Tov. Oshetiu polim, or his workers messed him over. That means he hired people to come and press the olives. They said they'd come before Sukkos. Sukkos came, but the workers didn't. Now he's got this container of turned over olives that are going to spoil unless they're pressed. May he press them during Chol HaMoed. So the Mishnah says, Toen kore rishona. Yes, he may. He may place on them the first, like, beam, umanicha, and leave that beam weighing down on the olives, pressing them, la'achar moed, until after the moed, until after Yom Tov is finished, meaning he can do the initial pressing. Now, there's subsequent pressings that will happen, including involving regrinding up the olives and so on, but the Mishnah here is saying, and this is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he can do just as much as is required to prevent loss and no more. So he can laden the olives with beneath this beam to press them out, and then it'll just drip and sit there, and after Yom Tov he'll finish the job. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He's more lenient, and he says, Zolef v'gomer v'gaf kadarko. He says, no, you may do the entire olive oil making procedure. Zolef is referring to pouring out, meaning he can pour out the olives into the machine, like the press. V'gomer, do the entire process, soup to nuts, and even v'gaf. Gaf is to seal, like magupa. It's a seal of the container. That means he can collect the olive oil, put them into the olive oil, amphora, whatever it is, that keep the olive oil in, and even seal that amphora shut so that no air can get in and oxidize the olive oil. All that can be done kadarko, in the normal way in Chol HaMoed, because once it's permitted to do the malacha, for the sake of Adavar Aved, the whole process is considered one big process, and one may do the entire thing, says Rabbi Yossi. And that's the halacha. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that once when it's permitted to do something because of Davar Avid, he may do the whole process from beginning to end.